Well, you can't think outside of God. You try to think outside of God, and you've got a God then. Not the God, but a God. And He'll provide you thinking for you.
Yes.
Why? Because He's going to get you and everything you got.
Are you struggling with doubt and confusion as you face the new year? Today, Kenneth Copeland explains how to change your way of thinking to enjoy God's peace and to receive His direction for your life and your future. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now let's go over to the book of Luke again, chapter 12. Jesus is teaching. He said in the 15th verse, beware, take heed. Now He said, now listen to me. Take heed. Listen to what I'm telling you. And beware. You can't beware unless you are aware. And He's making us aware of covetousness. Covetousness is a way of thinking. You learn it. You learn it in life. Schools teach it. Divorce court is based on it. Lawsuits, all of that whole kind of thing and idea, all of the self-protection idea, all of that is based in covetousness. And it will produce the kind of thinking that will lead you into coveting, and you'll do it thinking it's the thing to do. But it'll turn out to be the ways of death. It'll kill you. It will kill you. You fit into that system, then it will lead you into self-protection. You get into self-protection, and you go to walk and cross ways of God's protection. What is it, basically? The Babylonian system is man trying to meet his own needs without God.
Amen.
It's really what it is. It started with Nimrod producing the Tower of Babel. Babel means confusion. Now, God spoke that word at that tower. When He said it, when He said, confused, He capped that system. The tower couldn't get any higher. The city couldn't get any bigger. Every Babylonian-based system since has come up to a place and collapse, come up to a place and collapse, come up to a place and collapse, come up to a place and collapse. The man in Luke 12 came up to a place and collapsed. Why? He's thinking down those lines.
That's right.
It's capped.
That's right.
And I don't care what country you are, and I don't care what church you are, and I don't care who your family is or who your background is. You get into this kind of thinking, and you exploit it, and you grow with it. You're going to get into strife.
That's right.
That's where it leads.
Amen.
And then you start suing one another. Mm-hmm. And then you hire a lawyer that's going to talk ugly about them, and they hire a lawyer that's going to talk ugly about you. And the lawyers wind up with all the money.
That's right.
Huh? And you wind up with the gout, arthritis.
Come on.
High blood pressure.
Come on. Come on
now. Yeah.
And now your next thought is try to get the government to pay your medical bill. Now, brother, I'm telling you, that's ignorance gone to seed.
That's right.
No government, I don't care how big they are, no government can pay health care for a nation full of sick people.
Amen.
Amen. You can't. They're You can't do it. And everybody that's tried has failed at it. And that really is the definition of insanity, to have the idea you keep doing the same thing, but next time it'll come out different.
Amen.
What happened? Looked like the thing to do at the time, but it turned out to be the ways of death. Well, you can't think outside of God. You try to think outside of God, and you've got a God then. Not the God, but a God. And He'll provide you thinking for you.
Yes,
why? Because He's going to get you and everything you got.
Yes, He is.
So now, let's go over here and let's look again. Jesus' process for deliverance from this. In the 22nd verse, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Stop thinking about yourself all the time. Take no thought for your life. What you eat, neither for the body, what you put on. The life is more than just what am I going to eat, and the body is more than to just hang clothes on it. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. God feeds them. How much more are you better than the fowls or the birds? You're worth more to God than birds are.
Yes, sir.
Consider the lilies. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothed the grass, or if God so arrays the flowers and the grass, He so clothes them, how? Greater than Solomon.
Yes.
Which today in the field and tomorrow cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe you? And then He said something. Oh, ye of little faith. Thinking without faith will get you into covetousness thinking that'll turn out to be the ways of the laws of sin and death.
Oh, yes.
My. Now, here we are. Seek not you what you shall eat or drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. Quit doubting that God will take care of you. That somehow you got to go do it. You can't bar your way out of debt. And you would think grown people Anybody over 14 years old ought to know that. And if you don't, we got a whole nation of people that's trying to do it with credit cards. That's the reason they vote for people that try to do it in government. And you get the thing in a mess to where it hits its cap and it's coming down.
That's right.
Why? The confusion gets so great that the mind of man can't figure out how to fix it. So they just keep tearing it down. Yes. I don't know what I'll do. I'll tear it down. Yeah, you're a big help, ain't you, buddy? That's covetousness. It will lead you to the point of coveting. You get your eye on what other people have and let it begin to affect your thinking. You will eventually come up with a plan to get it. And you won't call it coveting. You'll call it marketing strategy. Somebody was talking to me yesterday. about. They put these electrodes on women's heads and they walk them through a grocery store and they're looking at all of these things, checking their brain waves so you can figure out what they like and what they don't like so you can build a marketing strategy. Babylon! Why? Not so I can help them, so I can get what they got. What is the basic premise of growth in communism? Now, wait a minute, we don't believe in God, but the scripture said God brings the increase. Yeah, but we don't want nothing to do with him. He don't even exist. Well, if he don't exist, increase don't exist. And you fixing to have a crop failure and everything else. You won't have to tear down your barn. It'll burn down. Because the devil is a thief, a killer, and a destroyer. So what do we do? Well, our crops are not producing. Why? There's a curse and no blessing. It's the covetousness or the Babylonian system. That's just what it produces and the way it works. No, don't get in there and try to change it.
No.
It'll absorb you. You get in the Word of God and let it change you. Then you can influence it. You can be part of the answer, but I'm telling you right now, folks, that then, oh my goodness, all the things of the government and everything that people get all so upset about, that never was your answer to start with. The power of the living God is your answer. The Word of God is your answer. And you can prosper and be in good health and of a sound mind without fear in the spirit of power and love. And you can do it right here in the middle of all this hell. And that you can help them and bless them to the point you start getting them saved. It ain't going to be long. You're going to have your own school.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, but then the government come down on us and they take it away from us and all of that. Build another one. We were on television in the USSR in Muslim countries. How can you do that? You can't, but we were. Faith in God will cross any border. Love will break down anything. They sent the sample tape. You remember this, Denise? They said, "Now, man, don't send a tape of Gloria. I mean, you know, a blonde American white woman preaching Jesus. That's a little too much to ask, just right off the bat here in a communist-controlled Muslim country." And they said, "Well, yeah, you know, we wouldn't plan on doing that anyway." Well, the representatives got there and they had this tape and he said, "Now here's the program sample." Well, they were interested just cause we paid in cash and we paid on time. And so, and the stations were broke. So they said, "You just watch the tape and we'll be back later," or however that worked out. He came back to check on how the man received the sample of the broadcast. And when he got in there, it was still on, and it was Gloria. Somehow or another, God worked that thing around. But see, God went at it just exactly opposite from what all of us thought. And there that man sat with big old tears running down his cheeks. My Lord, he said, "I never had any idea that such love and wisdom could come out of a woman." And all the way through all the testimonies that I've ever heard, Nasser, coming from all of the Muslims that I've had anything to do with, including you, the love is what got them. It was the love. Not only did God love me, but here's somebody that loved me. And you have to remember, the Arab particularly is the offspring of Abraham. There's something in him that the love of God will get hold of, and he didn't even know was in there. And that's the reason the Quran says, don't befriend a Jew or a Christian, because you will become like them. So there is at least one truth in the Quran. Amen. The way of love. Hallelujah. And there we were broadcasting in those countries, and the broadcast was spilling over across national borders into other places before the USSR came down. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, we are part of the answer, not the problem. Hallelujah.
Success, thrive, grow, increase, to prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
My name's Keith Ogden. This is my wife, Sarah. We live in Rockwall, Texas, and we've been partners with KCM for probably 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And we came across Kenneth Copeland, you know, on the television. He's been around forever.
Your introduction to the ministry actually came through your son, or actually you guys kind of got reintroduced.
He received a Shout magazine at Children's Church, and he actually started sending $2 and $3 to KCM. So he said, Mom, would you take me over to Fort Worth to see Commander Kelly? And that's how we ended up at the convention.
So when you all came in 2005, kind of describe the situation that you found yourself in financially and with your family.
We'd taken a step of faith in leaving a company that I'd worked with for years, and I had started my own firm. Had gone very well, but then a contract that I was relying on dried up, and when it dried up, all of our revenue dried up with it.
And so that's when we begin to say, God, what do we do? Show us a different, you know, show us a different way. And I was at a public library, and I found Getting Out of Debt by George Pearson and Kenneth Copeland. And because the Lord spoke to us and said, do not take another debt in your life. Well, at that point, we needed to take a loan just to get through the next 3 months. And so we began to listen to those tapes and actually devoured them. We would listen to them over and over. And then I would take them back, check them back into the library, and check them back out, and check them back in, and check them back out.
Kenneth talks about a quality decision. And to daily make that decision that I'm living by faith, you have to have a background of a quality decision. And where our quality decision was, it doesn't matter what happens or what comes up, we're not taking out any form of debt in order to meet our needs. God said He would meet our needs, and that's our quality to decision. And so as we took that stand of faith, there was a lot going on. There were a lot of bills due, but just miraculously, day by day, things began to get better. You know, just a little bit at a time. But for us, it was a walk. You know, that took 2 or 3 years.
And we even reached a point where we didn't even have money, hardly, to tithe and give like we wanted to. I mean, just nothing. My husband went up to the church. They needed an entire area tiled. He learned how to tile, and he tiled. And so you want to talk about some practical stuff. Stop spending. And if you don't have the money to even tithe, go give your time at the church. And that's what we did. And those are the quality decisions that you don't turn back from.
How did this impact your marriage, going through these difficult days and rolling nickels just to get through the day? Did it bring you closer, or was it stressful?
It was stressful, but not on our marriage. It was stressful for me to watch him and to see how he would struggle as a man to not be able to provide for us. But we got the Covenant series and all of from Kenneth Copeland, and he just began to devour it.
When everything in your world is just screaming, everything to your natural senses is saying, quit. This isn't, it's almost like you're lying.
Yeah.
But it has to come from the inside. And I can remember that was one of the things that we learned early on in the process, is we began to just say out loud. I don't know how many times we have stood in our dining area or the breakfast nook on the way out the door for work or whatever we're going to do, and just say, okay, we need to praise God this morning. And you know, it sounds foolish to just two people standing in the 6 a.m. in the morning, jumping up and down in their breakfast nook when it looks like all hell is coming down around them. But that's what we would do. And it would be empowering, and it was something that we could stand on for that day.
Well, how did your deliverance come? How did this work through?
Well, it was a process. It wasn't any one thing. It was a series of things that I believe were directly related to having made a quality decision. Once you give God an avenue to bless you in your life, you know, a lot of times people think that there's somebody's going to win the lottery. The rich guy in your church is going to come pay off your debt, or God's going to speak, somebody come pay off your house. But I found in my life that God uses the avenues that I have in my life through the natural environment to work blessing into my life. And so what I want to do is listen and have as many of those avenues open and cleaned and available to God for Him to get resources into my life. And by not having debt, we opened up resources. We had checking accounts that we got in faith. The Bible says we need to have storehouses. This is a storehouse. So it wasn't any one thing. It was just a series of things. As the contracts began to get better, the prices that I was able to negotiate for those contracts got better. The amount of contracts were further. Bills became less because we didn't have debt anymore, as we began to faithfully put resources to paying off debt.
It's taken us to a completely different level in the way that we view each other, the way that we view what God has for us. You look at things differently. You lay down at night and your sleep is sweet because that's part of your covenant blessing. Doesn't matter what's going on around. I lay down at night and my sleep is sweet. We still get challenges. We challenge each other daily, but there's no back door. Okay, it goes back to the covenant. So I'm not going to be threatened. He's weak in an area I'm strong. He's strong in an area I'm weak. So if we're handling something financially and God is our source, we're going to covenant with Him. We're going to figure it out. And nobody goes anywhere. We stand right here until it's all worked out.
Forward is the only direction.
Did you notice how Keith and Sarah got off that Babylonian world system of buying everything on credit? They made the decision to stop borrowing. They saw it in the Word, and they heard it from God for themselves, so they stopped it. And they began to apply the Word of God, and they got over onto God's system, and it changed their lives, it changed their business, it changed everything. And that can and should be our story too, your story too. Now, in today's message, you heard Brother Copeland talking to us out of the book of Luke, chapter 12, where he said Jesus was talking about taking no thought for our lives. He said, take no thought. Stop worrying, he says, about your life. Instead, consider the ravens, consider the lilies. Look around you at the faithfulness of God Almighty and the way He has clothed them. He will clothe you. He will feed you. Now, this is the way faith thinks. This is the way the Word of God thinks. Now, your time spent thinking without faith, thinking about money, thinking about your finances, how am I going to get this need met? Without faith in it, it's going to only lead you into covetousness. So quit doubting that God will take care of you. Don't ever doubt again. Your God is faithful, and He's faithful to meet every need. And I want you to know that this ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is in agreement with you. If you're in debt, if you're facing a mountain of debt, this ministry stands in agreement with you to be debt-free, praise God. And God can do that miracle in your life. I want to tell you briefly about the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. This is a new product from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland here at the ministry. This is a great way to begin 2010. Start this year by getting the voice of God, hearing the Word of God about your finances, about how to direct and conduct yourself in your finances. Now, understand something. This is a simple book, but it is not some get-rich-quick scheme, okay? So if that's what you had in mind, don't order it. But if you're ready to hear from God about how to live debt-free, how to live in abundance, God's way of doing it, get a hold of this product. There are some great meetings coming up this year. Mark your calendars. Join us. There's great things coming. Our very first Behind the Mission weekend with Steve and Kelly Swisher, February 19th and 20th at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. My wife Sarah and I, we will be at Living Word River Valley, February 21st. That's in Alma, Arkansas. Wonderful church there. So if you're in that area, we invite you to join us. There's lots more to come. Stay tuned into KCM.org. Stay tuned into this broadcast, and we are going to see amazing things to come. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Steve and Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Get on your faith. Start saying. Start believing. Start looking. Hallelujah. Don't let fear in. Fear runs patience out. Fear runs faith out.